Therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you have a thought or want a contact or a phone call, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. Today's a Tuesday, which means try and make it politics. And with me, calling in from Juneau, is Representative Mike Prox, District 33. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. Doing well.
Well, you've been down there a month.
Yes.
You're one quarter of the way done, supposedly.
Supposedly.
Without any, you know, extra sessions.
Right.
You guys getting the people's work done, or you being like the last two and, you know, and just sloughing it off till the end?
Yeah, no, we are moving forward much faster, getting a lot of
pre-work done
now.
Yeah,
there's nothing has shown up, if you will, an end product, but that's the way it works. We're getting the hearings conducted, moving forward on that, and we should be getting the budget process moving forward kind of on time and on schedule. Things can always go wrong, but at this point, we're pretty much on time for getting the budget out in a reasonable time, which is our primary job down here, is getting the state budget figured out annually.
Which committee do you chair?
I chair the Health and Social Services Committee.
That's one of the larger budgets down there.
It is, yes. It divided into two departments,
mm-hmm.
Health and then Children and Family Services, but they're both still under the same legislative committee. And so, yeah, we have lots of hearings under that, but that's okay. There's two, let's see if I got this right. There's one. Will Stapp is the finance subcommittee chair, and he's been doing real good work getting into the details of that, of both of those departments. So we're digging in. We're having good informative hearings on both the health side and the children and family services side. So it's good.
Good for you. Good for you. Mm-hmm. And who else is on your committee there?
Oh, goodness, now you're asking hard questions.
Well, yeah, you only have to call them on them in a committee meeting. I hope you know their names.
Do I remember that? I have a cheat sheet.
I will pull it out.
Yeah.
We call those cliff notes.
Yes, right. I will have to.
Oh, no biggie. No biggie, yeah. Representative. You know, there's a couple things going on down there that are quite scary for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you're in a environment there that is 90% government entity body people.
Yes.
So, and with that, there's always been a big push to go back to the defined benefit of the PERS and TERS.
Right.
And here it comes out again, HB 22, SB whatever. Here it comes again.
Right.
And, you know, I negotiate contracts with the people who work for the city of Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm.
And 22 cents of every dollar that they get for health care and retirement benefits goes to pay. They don't get it. It goes to pay the arrearage,
right,
that the state of Alaska encumbered under this system that was ended, 14 years ago, 2006, 2008?
Right. Yep.
And after 14 years, they still haven't paid it off.
Right.
And now they say, it's sort of like the new socialism, American-style socialism or Portland-style socialism or Seattle-style socialism. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work.
Right.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
It's a Ponzi scheme. And retirement plans are, to a certain degree, always a Ponzi scheme. They depend on an increasing number of workers coming on board to defray the cost of those people who are retiring. It's pretty hard to get around that unless you're doing individual savings accounts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So, it's a big challenge. And there's kind of two elements to it. There's three. One is, unless we agree on some sort of a sustainable, predictable, long-term fiscal plan, which involves, in my mind, a workable spending cap, I think it would be foolish to commit to any increased programmatic spending. Any.
Your permanent fund over its history has gave you a 5.65% return. Mm-hmm. And everyone jumps out on these retirement benefit programs at 7.2%.
Right.
And so unless they cap it, their liability at, say, 5% or 5.5%.
Right.
Otherwise, you have an unfunded liability.
You certainly have that risk. You might get lucky and get that return, but that certainly isn't guaranteed.
Not over the long term. You might have a few years. Yeah, it does.
And under the actuarial assumptions that we have now, if I were a state employee, I wouldn't take the bargain, because if it doesn't work out, then the increased payments are transferred in part to the state, but also in part to the employees.
Yeah.
And that, of the plan that they're proposing, which, by the way, they have come to the middle. They're not talking about defined benefits as far as health care.
Just retirement?
Just retirement. But even that much of it is a bargain I wouldn't take as an employee. That's just me. The other side of it is I prefer to manage my own retirement risk. And I'm happy to do that. And I have stayed involved in the labor force longer than I had planned 30 or 40 years ago. But that's okay.
Put your nose to the grindstone, buddy.
And there are some people that want the security. That is valuable to them. So there needs to be a lot of talk about that. And then we really have to take into consideration whether the state in the long run can maintain these things with all of the other demands put on for state services. And that's the first step, because right now we are still at an unsustainable spending level with no limit on that, no limit, no government on the government. And that is unsustainable. We have to address that first, and then we can talk about everything within those limits that we think we honestly think we can live within. So that's the first step. Before anything, we can talk about all kinds of things now, but when push comes to shove, that's going to be the first step we got to recognize, is that there has to be some limit to keep the burden of state-provided services below the reasonably anticipated amount of money that's going to come in to fund those services. Comes down to that.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Sir, we're going to take a commercial break. Can you hold on over the break?
Sure.
Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. I have Representative Mike Prox on the phone with me. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Just in time for their beautiful new location, Fairbanks Clinic is proud to welcome their newest doctor to Fairbanks. Come meet Dr. Torrance Nicholson, MD. Dr. Nicholson worked as a surgeon and ophthalmologist during the 2 years that he resided in West Africa under the auspice of the Jimmy Carter Foundation. He's an avid outdoorsman who will fit in just fine in the Golden Heart City. So make an appointment today to see Dr. Nicholson now at the all-new Fairbanks Clinic, corner of Cushman and Gaffney, online at fairbanksclinic.com.
The United Way of the Town and the Valley partners with 20 different agencies who focus on income, education, and health needs here in the Town and the Valley. One in four people in our community receive services from these agencies, and the United Way is here to help. The United Way of the Town and the Valley is also a partner with the Fairbanks Wellness Coalition, who is working to prevent the non-medical use of prescription opioids like Vicodin, OxyContin, and fentanyl, as well as heroin use. Visit UnitedWayTV.com to find out how you can help. This message brought to you by the radio station 529 Fifth Avenue.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 6 above. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 10 below. Cloudy again tomorrow, highs around 3 above. Chance for snow Thursday, with highs in the single digits above zero. Partly cloudy skies Friday. And that's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prusen-Story here with Mike Prox in Juneau. And how's your weather there, buddy?
Weather is always interesting.
So basically it's raining meatballs.
Yeah, it rains and then it snows and then it rains and then it snows.
Then it blows.
Yeah.
How's your housing down there doing?
I'm doing good. I'm staying at the Baranoff, so I'm within walking distance of everything, and that's working out real well.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Well, other than the PERS and the TERS, what are people talking about on the dividend? That's always a dicey subject.
That's always a dicey subject. And, we're just talking right now. And you can't have a conversation even about the dividend until you get the dividend has to be discussed within the overall amount of money that's available and the demands on spending.
Yeah.
And the lack of a limit causes those who want to spend more money to be against the dividend. And, of course, the dividend benefits, well, the equal benefit for everybody. So there is a pretty strong public lobby. We get a lot of emails in favor of the dividend, and those two things collide. And we need to sort both those things out to have rational discussions about everything else that goes on down here. There's a big demand, and there's a real need to address the lack of child care that's available really throughout the state to one degree or another, and it is being talked about in the just in isolation, not being talked about. You know, child care and retirement are related. If you don't enable people coming into the workforce, even before that, if you don't start at the beginning, then you have more expenses down at the end, and we have to balance those out.
Very true. Very true. Yeah.
Yep. So, So that, you know, that's the dividend discussion, and we'll see. There's a bill to, set up some formula within the Constitution that the statute it's driven by statute instead of being the last thing that we think about. It would be the first thing that we think about. That's under consideration. But then there's all kinds of other ones. There's the child care discussion. That's going to be an interesting one. Of course, there's considerable pressure for increasing the base student allocation for public education. And then there's some arguments about that.
But there you go.
Same deal. It's about
yeah. There you go.
Money. Yeah. And then there's some real productive conversations going on about controlling the cost of healthcare. There's a proposal to, I don't know why they can't do this right now, but apparently they can't, but to enable communities and school districts to participate in the overall state insurance pool, which all else being equal, if you have a larger pool, your cost of insurance goes down for everybody. So we're having that discussion. There's some questions about the nurse licensure compact. Nurse licensure in general. There's a shortage of nurses and other professionals. So we're having some good, productive discussions about that.
Mike, when does discussion start going into productivity?
Well, yeah.
Simple as that.
Simple as that, yes. Well, hopefully we're close enough on a couple of those that we can get something done this session. That would be great. But ultimately, we have 2 years to get this done. If we don't get it done this session, we can continue the discussion the next session next year. But you're right, there has to be some sense of urgency in there and focus on some of the bigger things that we need to take care of, and that means some of the smaller things have to be put off.
Well, you know, you said from the beginning here that you're getting a lot of the pre-work done.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, a lot of pre-work done, you have basically two sessions to get something major done.
Right.
But what I hope is, you know, next year your budget should go much smoother than this year, because next year is an election year.
Right. Yep.
And so as much as stuff as you can get it into committee, you know, something drafted it in committee for to start getting your reviews.
Right.
The better.
Yep. And we're really doing pretty good, frankly, better than I expected. There's, almost half of the House is freshmen or just been here a year or two, and myself included. So we're all kind of learning as we go, but people have really stepped up to the plate, I think, and it's going, there isn't as much partisan rivalry. There's a willingness to talk to each other and listen to each other, and that is a key element. And so it is going much better this year than even last year. And last year was the second part of it. We all had some sort of an idea what we were doing.
Well, you have the radicals on each side. You know, either they're not there or they're not with the majority. So,
yeah.
You know, let's just bring up David Eastman. He's not even in a group.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but yep.
But it was earned.
It's unfortunate, but yes, it was earned. And you can't. Who was it? Senator Sullivan, in his address to the legislature, pointed out a quote from Teddy Roosevelt. It isn't the naysayers that get things done, and at some point, you have to make a decision that is going to be less than perfect, but if all you're wanting to do is say no, that's always safe, but nothing ever gets done. And you have to have some desire to reach an agreement at some point. And hopefully it's, you know, personally it's closer to what I want to do than maybe some other people want to do. But if you can't get to where you want to go, you gotta, what is it, if you can't always get what you need, you gotta. Or if you can't always get what you want, you gotta take what you need. the great philosopher Mick Jagger.
Yeah, exactly. Only on KFAR Problem Corner do we bring up such poets in a philosophical sense as Mick Jagger. When a mayor and a representative speak of their youth growing up and what guided them through their...
We're aging ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, if our listeners really listen to those lyrics, we're in trouble, buddy.
Yeah, right.
Oh, goodness. But it's good that, you know, in both the Senate and the House, there is more of a model of decorum. The Senate, you know, they got the supermajority.
Right.
And they're even having Senator Myers, you know, participate. They've allowed him on a committee. But it just seems like, you know, they have some very good MATSU people. You know, Senator Wilson, think the world of him. Think the world of Senator Wilson. But the other two, they've you know, it's not that they just blew things up, you know, in the last couple of years.
Well, yeah, and God bless them. You know, they have their points, and it's good to think about what they're saying. But if you're just hard over on a position with no...
flex
of compromise.
No flex, and it's your way, the highway, or you blow everything up.
Yep, and then eventually you just get ignored when you're taking that position. Yeah. Just the way it is. Yeah.
And then in the House, you used to have a couple of radical Republicans. One of them, they ran against the both of them. They both ran against each other, so one of them ran for governor. That didn't work out well. But also... you had some radical Democrats, and a couple of them are gone now, and a couple of the others are, you know, in a minority. You know, Ivy Sponsholtz, man, she was something else. Tara Grin, she was something else. They're not there. You know, when Tara was co-chair of resources, and she is against developing resources, that's just going to hurt your state.
Right. Yeah, that's the key. We have to keep the producing economy, the private economy, going in order to be able to afford the public services.
Yes.
That's very much key. And they're working on some real good things in the Resource Committee. Representative McKay has a bill to streamline, essentially, the
permit process. Yeah.
Yep. And if we can just shorten that, That will really help the economy. The governor has proposed this, taking advantage of carbon credits.
Yes,
and they're giving real serious discussion to that. That is a potential for considerably more income to the state than we're getting today for. Well done correctly, we would have a better timber industry in places other than the Southeast 60 or 70 years from now. That's sort of the proposal, as I understand it, is to partner in one way or another with timber companies that think 40 years in advance and take some of the... One of the proposals I heard about was cut down and get rid of the bark beetle killed trees, and then manage that whole forest a little bit more for something in the long term.
Yeah, that's what gets me. They were going to take care of that 20 years ago, and the environmentalists shut down the logging of it, and then they spread to the devastation. Oh, goodness gracious. Yep. Hey, we're going to take a commercial break over the news, okay?
Okay.
So hold on. We'll be back. Fairbanks is going to give you a little bit of Aerosmith, always Aerosmith, better than the Rolling Stones. Don't get mad at me. And we'll be back after Fox News, State News, some commercials, and some weather.
More Problem Corner is coming. coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Three are dead and five critically wounded after last night's mass shooting at Michigan State University. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
We're all broken by an all too familiar feeling. Another place that is supposed to be about community and togetherness, shattered by bullets and bloodshed.
Police say the 43-year-old gunman shot and killed himself. Senator Dianne Feinstein, California's longest-serving senator, announcing today she will not seek re-election. The Democratic lawmaker is 89. Inflation declined last month.
The consumer price index rose 0.5% last month. It was up 6.4% in the year ending in January. Core inflation, excluding food and energy, rose 0.4% for the month and was up 5.6% in the year ending in January.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports a man in Kenai said on Sunday he killed a woman in a hotel room, according to the Kenai Police Department. Kenai Police wrote in a press release that 30-year-old Nicholas Bushnell arrived at Kenai Police Department around 3:30 a.m. before making the claim. The police and emergency medical services went to the hotel room and found 33-year-old Breanne Lang deceased. The investigation has so far revealed that the suspect and victim are known to each other. The victim was apparently strangled, and there appears to have been drugs involved, police wrote in the press release. Bushnell was apprehended and remanded to the Wildwood pretrial facility for one count of first-degree murder and two counts of second-degree murder. The Kenai Police Department says the police are investigating the case further with the help of the Alaska Bureau of Investigations. And finally, three more foxes in Nome have been confirmed to have the rabies virus in the month since a rabies-infected fox attacked a girl outside the elementary school. Alaska Department of Fish and Game recommends that people do not leave out trash that is acceptable to wildlife as it attracts foxes and can lead to the spread of rabies.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
If your home needs replacement windows or patio doors, do you want to know the window company that more than 5,700 Alaska homeowners chose to replace their windows? That's right. It's Renewal by Anderson. I'm Chris Dunn from Renewal by Anderson. Don't settle for inferior vinyl windows. Our composite window material is 2 times stronger than vinyl and will help keep your home more comfortable. Right now, buy one window or patio door and get one 40% off. Plus, with our SmartPay programs, don't pay anything for a year. Renewal by Anderson window and patio doors are the most trusted in Alaska. And that's just one of the many reasons why more than 5,700 Alaska homeowners have chosen us. Call before February 28th to schedule a free consultation with Renewal by Anderson and get a price that's good for an entire year. Call 885-3100. 885-3100. That's 885-3100.
Winter is so brutal on our cars, and this is the part of the season where brakes tend to go bad. Last thing you need in the dead of winter. So get them checked by the experts at Pearson Automotive. And if they need replacing, you'll get a sweet deal as Pearson is offering their mid-winter brake special. Just $3.99 per axle. That's right, $3.99. Fraction of what it could cost elsewhere. Only at Pearson Auto off the Rich or on Airport Way across from Pikes. Ask about their brake inspection and special and save big. Pearson Auto, your dealership alternative.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prusin studio. And Mike Prox, representative, you still there?
I am still here, yeah.
Thank you for taking time on this radio show. Miss, you know, having you in here in the studio with me and taking over for me when I'm doing stuff. And one day you too will be back. You know, and the other interesting thing about the two legislative bodies is you have the governor, the executive office. And I can see a better working relationship this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, some of the politics is behind everybody. This was kind of a tough election, a lot of animosity and all that, but we're kind of getting over that and letting reality sink in a little bit. And so that'll be good.
Hmm. Okay. Yep. Any programs the governor's starting to roll out that you want to discuss?
Let's see, he is trying, well, his biggest priority that he wants to get some action on this year is that figuring out carbon credits, where we want to go with that, so that he can start finishing some of that, if you will, get it going.
Yeah.
And so that seems to be the administration's highest priority. They are also interested in getting advancing on multi-state licensure compacts, and hopefully that will get through. So that will make it easier, if somehow, for people that have a professional license from another state to transfer that license up to Alaska without having to wait 6 months to do it. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but not a whole lot.
No, sadly, you're correct in that regards.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's way beyond nurses. All kinds of professional licensing, we're short on those practitioners. And then it's a huge obstacle for military families. One spouse comes up here because they're transferred by the military, and the other spouse they might be qualified to do something and go to work tomorrow.
You know, here I sit in the mayor's office, and we get this thing called lateral hire for police.
Mm-hmm.
And they're nationally certified. Boom. They're fine. Mm-hmm. They come on in.
Right.
So why can't you do that for nurses?
Yeah, that's my position exactly. I've not done a lot of traveling around, but I was outside in the lower 48 just in November, and the people in the lower 48 look pretty much like people in Alaska.
Last time I saw, I will agree with that. I'll concur with you.
Yep.
Ready for a phone call?
We can take a phone call. You bet.
Good morning. You're on KFAR with Representative Mike Prux, and your name is?
Hey, this is Charles, kind of out of the blue, but Todd Chackett, whatever the agriculture project out there, Dave, supposedly they're going to be putting services in and everything, full boat deal on that. Maybe I haven't heard anything lately about it. But.
The 2,000 acres that's coming out of the DNR for agricultural property out of Nenana, that native tribe had a protest at the bridge to stop it.
Yeah.
Oh. I haven't heard anything about that.
The state doesn't have a Department bit about of Agriculture.
Don't
it's a division.
All I know.
That's a big problem. I think there's a lot of problems yet to
has been going
come up
for
about.
I got both of you talking.
Years.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Charles, let's let Mike talk about that. Representative Prox, go ahead.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'd heard some about protesting that development, but it's kind of like the protesting now on the trucking operation. That was all done within existing law, if mm-hmm. you will. And now is the time to get together and make that work the best we can.
Yeah, what got me was more of the environmentalist organizations were protesting it because it was going to hurt the environment.
Yeah.
2,000 acres outside of Nenana.
Right.
For food security. And it's just going to hurt the world at its core.
Yep. And there was plenty of time to talk about that, raise objections over the last several years, and now to just come in at the end, we've got to get away from that. We've got to, and everybody, that happens a lot where the general public is not aware of something until the decision is made, and then we react to it. It's a bummer, but we have to take more responsibility upon ourselves to pay attention as things are developing, road plans and et cetera. I understand that. I understand people should be able to live their life with minimal interference, but we live in a increasingly complex society, and we just have to accept that.
Has there been any discussion on the base student allowance?
Lots of discussion.
Is there a general direction?
I don't know.
Come on, you're the man. You're in there.
Well, I know.
You're in the majority.
There's proposals up to $1,000 per student. And we've got to take a bigger look at that. In some smaller districts, yes, they are behind maybe even $1,000 per student, but not necessarily in all districts. So having a statewide formula is kind of an inefficient way to distribute the education dollars. There's inevitable waste doing that. But at any rate, that's a big discussion. And again, I'm happy to talk about that, but I'm hesitant to increase the base formula for everyone. We should be looking at
a rural preference.
Well, that is especially the unorganized boroughs.
Aren't they supposed to be organized?
They should be organized. And if they're not, then the legislature effectively is the borough assembly. And we might need to take on more responsibility, recognize more responsibility for that. I can't even remember the number, but there's over 50.
Superintendents, school districts, yeah. I think there's 54.
I think so, yeah. And is that the most sensible way to run an education system? Can we look for ways where, you know, if you have just one school, is that an entire school district? And I don't know what the right number is, but we got to look at that. There's just a lot of money spent on administering those school districts, and there's the Department of Education, and then the districts themselves have got their bureaucracy.
You know, Lee Iacocca, when he wrote his book, when he took over, you know, taking over Chrysler, he said mm-hmm. there was 32 fiefdoms, 32 duchies, 32 vice presidents. And at the end of 2 years, only one of them survived because they were so intransient in their way and no other way.
Yes.
And it sounds like, you know, from state down, you have to go in there and consolidate and remove these fiefdoms.
Yeah, I think so. And it's a natural thing to do. That's the human, we protect ourselves first.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. You know, and
yep.
And but for the greater good.
Yeah, and there are some districts that are taking the approach. Well, situation has changed. We have to adapt, and we have to figure out how we can operate within today's reality. And then there are some that just assume they can do nothing except accept more state money. Well, that's not the right approach.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to get more state money, mm-hmm. you better have a very detailed plan of giving better education and lowering the costs.
Yes, and we, the legislature, collectively have not been very good at insisting that that's what happens. And we're supposed to. There's the Executive Budget Act. Lays out really a pretty good basic process. You focus on delivering results to the ultimate beneficiary, the people, and then you figure out how to do that as efficiently. And theoretically, you do it better every year when you keep just going through that process. And you have to ask the right questions and get the right metrics and all of that sort of stuff. But right now, it is pretty much we get reports on this is what we're doing, and we're doing more of it, and we need to do more of it, and we don't really have a specific measurable goal for this year. If we spend money on this, we expect to get those results, and that's going to either result in better service, we expect better service, or we expect lower costs. Should be one or the other every single year, and you make little incremental improvements, and over time you end up with a more optimally provided service.
Oh, you mean better education?
Better education and at lower cost per unit of education delivered. And we passed the REEDS Act last year, and that was a good part of it. There's going to be measurable results, and you can debate whether that's the right way to do it, but we at least have some goal that we can measure. And then we can look at year after year and keep refining those and keep practicing that management process, and it will get better. Not magically, but it's just a better system than just letting things go.
How's the ferry system going?
I have not paid attention to the ferry system at all, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, yeah. You know, it seems like half of them were down broken.
Yeah. Well, case in point, they've never really had specific goals, and it just goes stumbling on, and now we have a very broken service delivery model for the ferry system.
Yeah.
And unrealistic expectations. It's something that can't continue. That has to, it has to change, it has to improve, or it's going to collapse.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah, it's just reality. Yep.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I have Representative Mike Prox on the phone, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
When Bridgestone invented Blizzak studless snow tires, they revolutionized winter driving forever with positive acceleration and controlled turning and braking on snow and ice. Now Blizzak snow tires are the most imitated winter tire on the road. Go figure. Get a grip on winter. Buy your Blizzak snow tires at GCR Tires and Service. Fear no icy street or snowy highway. You'll love your Bridgestone Blizzak snow tire. GCR Tires and Service, the tire guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
When times are good, you should advertise your business. When times are tough, you must advertise your business. And when it comes to getting the word out, nothing works better than local radio. It reaches more people on a daily basis than TV, newspapers, and even social media combined. And it's way more affordable than you think. So if you are not using local radio to get your word out and keep your business top of mind, you're missing out. But we can help. We are Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies expected today. Daytime highs approaching 6 above. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 10 below. Tonight, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 3 above. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio. Representative Prox, how you doing down there?
We're still doing good.
You know, you're so fortunate that I rescued you from a meeting. I'm taking one for you for the team, buddy.
There you go. It's a frustrating job, but it is a good life experience. Thank you for pushing me into that.
Oh, you're quiet. And you're welcome. So, what's the schedule look like for you on the health social services?
Well, we're going to focus primarily on getting through these budget subcommittee hearings. That's going to take, I think the deadline is the 22nd of this month. And then we're going to start taking up some of the policy bills. I think we've got about a dozen of them that are assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee. And I am committed to at least hearing all of the bills. Some of those frankly, I'm personally opposed to, but I want to hear, I want to let those folks have the initial hearing. And then we have to decide some of them are more important than others. We've got to make those decisions, and then we will move forward.
Ready for a phone call?
Ready for a phone call. And I'm not hearing the caller, so.
Okay. Good afternoon. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is? Hello. You're on KFAR. Oh, we lost him.
Okay. Well,
so that's probably why you're not hearing the caller.
That might be it. Yeah.
What the heck? You still there?
I'm still here, yes.
How's that?
I'm still here.
Okay. I'm playing with buttons on the board here to make sure you can hear the people.
I have that problem too. Yeah.
when does the budget start heating up?
Well, it'll really start heating up in about a month. You know, as it gets weak, hopefully it starts heating up so we can ideally get the budget done by 90 days. That alone will help municipalities and school districts prepare their budget. If we go, you know, if this gets into a big budget debate and we're here until the 121st day, that causes a lot of uncertainty and stress for the municipality. So hopefully we can come to some sort of agreement within the 90-day limit, and that, I think, is mid-April. And then the 120-day limit is mid-May. And we have to have it done by 120 days, but hopefully we can get it done in the 90-day goal. We'll see what happens. That depends also on the other body.
And, there you go, yeah.
Yeah, and... yeah, I guess I won't make a prediction there, but hopefully we can get this done within 90 days. I would be happier.
Which representative is on the Transportation Committee? From the Interior.
From the Interior, I want to say Representative Carrick, but let me check. My screen went dark. Let me get back into that because that's good to know. And, of course, Senator Myers
is on it, yeah.
Is on at the Senate side.
Now, why do you think I bring that up?
Well, I don't know.
Because twice a week I get someone giving me a call and saying, David, the DOT is putting, you know, a slurry, a salt-based slurry down to melt the ice. And all it's doing is creating a skating rink on the streets of Fairbanks where they overlap the city. So,
yeah.
The DOT commissioner and the Northern Region's head, we need to have a discussion with them.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Standing committees, transportation, McKay, Vance, McKay, Sumner, Louise. No, there is nobody from Fairbanks on the transportation committee.
Well, I'll hit it on the Senate side then.
Yes. Well, and yeah, that's a good subject. I guess my personal preference on that is, let the roads be slippery. I always know.
We put down sand and a little bit of gravel. That's what we put down. We don't put down the salt that makes it a slurry, then freezes.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that's what they do in Anchorage. That's not what you do in Fairbanks. Different weather pattern, different temperatures.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try a phone call, okay? You ready for a phone call?
All right, very good. Yep.
Good morning, you're on KFAR Radio and your name is?
Good morning, it's Al.
Hello, Al.
You brought up the slurry mess. You know, my biggest complaint with that, and if they can bring it up in their meetings, is the personal property damage that salt does to our vehicles.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather have slippery roads and be able to avoid accidents and drive carefully than eventually over time having a rust bucket and my piece of property is now ruined.
And your salt is a temporary solution. You know, it's not, it freezes over and makes it slicker.
Yeah. I mean, that's yeah. That was a valid point right. to bring up in there, but, you know, I just find it outrageous that the state can, you know, damage my personal property for an assumption that it might be safer or not, and I don't think that's been proven in Fairbanks with the climate that we have here.
I concur.
Yes. So I'll let you go with that so Mike can finish up.
Thank you very much, Al. You have a great day, buddy. I knew that I'd get a few phone calls.
Yeah, right. I didn't catch any of that. But
God, what's going on here?
Yeah, we have a button problem on the board.
Yeah.
The other side is that the folks at DOT are pretty good to talk to, and they will at least give some sort of an answer that is helpful. And it'd be good to connect with them and come up with something better, or at least understand why they're doing what they're doing.
True. Yep. So when's the next time you're going to be in town?
Well, I'm hoping to be there on the weekend of the 24th. We have a
next weekend
constituent meeting. Yeah, right. And if the business doesn't pile up too deep down here, I'm going to try and be back on that weekend.
There you go.
Yep. And we're planning a constituent meeting for Senate Q. That's Senator Myers, Representative Tomaszewski, and myself on that Saturday.
That's a conservative meeting.
Yeah, right.
That's funnier than heck. I saw. You know, it was funny. I saw Will Stapp, Scott Kawasaki, and Dilbert. You know, they're going to be doing one too, and it might be this weekend or it's next weekend too. And yeah, I saw your announcement. I saw their announcement. I just cracked up. The one I'm really waiting for is Mike Kronk, Carrick, and Dick Bishop. I mean, Click Bishop. That's what I really want to see.
That'll be interesting.
Oh, the way we find our humor.
Yes, right. You know, and that is good. We have, on both sides, we have been able to laugh at ourselves a little bit more this year than has been the case in the past. So that's
good to
don't
hear.
Don't take yourself too seriously.
Well, you know, I just don't hear the animosities coming out of the, you know, which is good.
Yeah, it is good. We've done much more talking to each other, and yeah, that's just that in itself is good. So yeah.
Well, we have one more minute, sir. How do you want to end it up?
Well, just focus on the long-range fiscal stability. That's priority one that we need to focus on. And then everything else is, if you want something, you have to think about what you don't want and get in those conversations and pay attention to what we're doing and keep in touch.
How does a person get in touch with you to talk about not having the new PERS and TERS implemented?
That would be, just a moment, House.
I can't HB 22.
My real, yeah, HB 22. So you can email me at rep.mike.prax.
At
akleg.gov. And my phone number down here is 907-465-4797.
Representative Prox, greatly appreciate your time. Thank you, sir. And I will see you soon. Fairbanks, you have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.
All right. Yep.